The Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. government this week over a pit sulfide mine near the Wisconsin-Michigan border. The Back 40 mine project along the Menominee River on the Michigan side has sparked controversy for the Menominee Tribe and others in the area who say it would disturb the source of the river. Patty Murray joins us now. She's reported on the mine and lawsuit for WPR News. Patty, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rob.
Well, give us the basics about this mine, first of all. This is on the Michigan side of the border, right?
Yeah, but just barely, really. It is a proposed 84-acre mine. That would be the footprint. And it's located basically within 150 feet of the Menominee River. Now, that river forms part of the border between Michigan's Upper Peninsula and Wisconsin. So very far northeastern Wisconsin, but technically, yes, in the state of Michigan.
So this is a Wisconsin tribe suing over a Michigan mine approved by a Michigan department, but they're suing the federal government. Sort that out for us.
Well, I'll try. Basically, the tribe filed suit, the Menominee filed suit in the Eastern District Federal Court in Wisconsin. That's located here in Green Bay. And they filed that suit on Monday. They're alleging that the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers have wrongly delegated permitting authority to the state of Michigan. So that means that the state pretty much has the final say-so, and the tribe is alleging that that should not be.
And what's the grounds for that? Is it that, okay, it's going to affect this river that doesn't just live in Michigan, it also affects another state?
Well, I think that might be part of it, but also, for some reason, Michigan and New Jersey are two states that have authority other states don't over these sorts of regulatory permittings. Supposedly, that is because the states have a higher standard than the federal government. That is the other side of it. Aquila Resources would argue that it is proper to have the state of Michigan to oversee these permitting processes.
And then, as with a lot of mining projects we've seen on this side of the border in Wisconsin, there's controversy over this, and the company saying, hey, this will create jobs in the community and economic boost. What are the criticisms from the Menominee tribe on others about their worries about the impact of this mine?
Well, they're totally worried about the cultural sites, which I'm sure Chairman Bisaw will be able to go into much greater detail with you than I can. So, yes, there are cultural concerns about that, burial mounds and whatnot. There are also concerns about water discharges. This would be an open-pit sulfide mine, primarily gold and zinc, a little bit of copper, a little bit of silver, a little bit of lead. But so there are also concerns about discharges into the water. Now, Aquila Resources, the company behind the mine, says that all of the water that comes in contact with mining activities, they'll collect that. It'll be sent to a wastewater facility, which they equate to like a city water treatment plant. All of the runoff, the tailings, all the water would be treated before being put back into the Menominee River. That's what the company is saying.
With the tribal lawsuit now challenging the authority here, have you heard anything from the various parties, the U.S. government, the Michigan Environmental Department, or the mining company itself about the lawsuit itself?
Not really. They just filed the suit on Monday, so it's in its very early stages.
We'll leave it there for now. Patty, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Well, you're welcome, Rob.
That was Patty Murray, WPR reporter based in Green Bay, bringing us up to speed on a proposed mine in Michigan and the controversy surrounding it. Now we'll turn to Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin Chairman Gary Bisaw for more. Gary, welcome back to Central Time.
Why, thank you, Rob. I appreciate having the time to speak.
And Gary, what led you and the Menominee Tribe to file this lawsuit? What has you concerned here?
Well, several things. Partly the beds that are located within, there are tribal burial grounds, there are ancient agricultural sites. We have agricultural sites that stretch for miles along the Menominee River on both sides of the river, on both the Michigan and the Wisconsin side, that predate the Little Ice Age. We have burial mounds, we have ceremonial rings. This site along here and all the way to the mouth of the Menominee River. The Menominee River itself is indeed the site of the origin of the Menominee people. So this is of great importance to us. And when we look at the idea that the federal government has treaty and trust obligations, they have National Historic Preservation Act. We know through the National Environment Policy Act, NEPA, there are protections. We know we have many other types of protections federally, but when the state accepted that through the Clean Water Act, a Section 404 delegation of authority for the dredge and fill permit, once it got to the state level, not even one of those federal protections followed it, because they only are involved if it is a federal act. And by giving it to the state, once the state is making and having that determination and authority on the dredge and fill portion of the wetlands permit, well, then the state is telling us, well, we didn't make any treaties, or we don't have any trust obligation. So that's kind of where we're at.
The company behind the mine, staying with the sites you mentioned, the company said that it's done archaeological surveys of the area, hasn't uncovered anything of historical significance, says it would stop work if they did find something significant. What do you say to that?
Number one, they have not done an inclusive study. We know from earlier studies that there indeed this whole area, almost a 6-7 mile stretch along the river, with the 60 islands portion where the mine pit footprint would be, is a cultural landscape. There are not only those miles of garden beds, but there are many other introduced and recorded archaeological sites that the state of Michigan has that Aquila does not recognize in their studies. We believe that Aquila has been very selective in what they've put into those studies, and selectively had left out things that might give them discomfort, because then they would have to alter where their mine pit would be, for instance. So we see this. It's not clear what they're saying.
And you also, I understand, have concerns about environmental impact in the Menominee River itself. Can you talk about that?
Well, obviously, if we're looking at an open pit sulfide mine, and no open pit sulfide mine has ever, I repeat, not polluted. So we're looking at it in an area that has a lot of water and a lot of the groundwater also, a lot of rain, a lot of groundwater. And obviously, but people have heard that from us that and others, that when air and water mix with that sulfide in that open pit, see, it's not so much the gold and silver and everything. They extract those eventually will be fine, but the tailings that are left over, those stay forever. And when air and water mix with them, they make sulfuric acid. That's what you have in your car batteries. So those eventually get into the groundwater, and they do. And that's what any studies of the best scientific technological improvements in mining have still not solved that. Oh, that gets into the water, and by the way, when it gets into the groundwater, it actually melts and releases other types of toxins also, because remember, it's sulfuric acid.
And Gary, I want to jump in because we just have a couple minutes left. Gary, with the lawsuit, with this legal action, are you hoping to completely stop the mine altogether, or trying to have more considerations for that environmental impact and those archaeological sites?
Well, when you hear the state of Michigan, or you hear Akilah say the state of Michigan has strong standards, they do not. They've looked at an environmental assessment over this. We want the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to come in and really do a true assessment of this river and try to reduce the risks associated with it, and also to provide better protections for the land. Of course, we would rather not have it dug up, but if it came to it, the next step would be let's at least provide for those protections that we are guaranteed, or we should be through federal law, for the cultural sites, and a stronger protection for everybody living along the river and everybody who has to drink water from here or have wells through here, or even the Great Lakes.
We'll leave it there for now, Gary. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Appreciate it.
That's Gary Bisaw, chairman of the Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin, talking about the tribe's lawsuit against the federal government related to a proposed mine near the Michigan-Wisconsin border on the Michigan side near the Menominee River. Coming up, we'll learn about a new federal rule going into effect soon that would change how tips are distributed to staff at restaurants and could allow restaurant owners in some cases to keep some or all of the tips. You can follow conversations like these anytime, anywhere with the Wisconsin Public Radio app. Just download it at the app store of your choice. And then you can follow along to live conversations on the Ideas Network, the NPR News and Classical Music Network, and check out some archived conversations as well on your phone, tablet, or other device. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.